2021, 9:01 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, rezoning request for 333 Corporate Place.
Okay, this is order number 07-19-2021-01. It's a property owner, William Wilson, representing of his Greg Richards. On July 12, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approval of the amendment to the zoning map grid number G17 in the Branson Township from O Office District to R2 1 and 2 Family Residential District. The property is owned by William Wilson, parcel number 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.000, located at 333 Corporate Place, Branson. Mr. Presiding Commissioner, I jumped ahead a little bit. I need to read an opening statement for our procedures. So the Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning request application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations, the zoning maps, into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission will have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So to give you an overview, here's our parcel on Bee Creek. It's at the corner of Bee Creek and Church that I have up on the screen. Here's our zoning layer, and I actually have the zoning map on the counter for you guys to review. And I think you guys have the legend. The green is O, your yellow is R1, darker green C2, R2 is the bright yellow, the hatched yellow is R3. Just zooming out. So here's just some photographs of the parcel, just to give you a feel of the location. And then the applicant submitted a draft proposed subdivision plat that the Planning Commission would have to approve, but this is in just draft form. It shows 6 single-family lots and 1 larger lot, lot 7, that their request was for 2 triplexes. Now, this was a request for R3. The Planning Commission did have conversation with the representative at the planning meeting, and through that, they decided R2 might be a better fit, which would allow duplexes and not multifamily. More than duplexes, so their recommendation was to R2 when the original request was for R3. And at that, I would turn it over to the representative for the application.
Good morning. My name is Greg Richards, 640 State Highway 248, number 17, Branson.
On this plat, the I can't read it on mine. Is there an existing easement there? Is that what?
Yeah, you're gonna have to text him. It's froze up again. Yes, there's a 40-foot easement on this on the applicant's side. Parcel.
And that's an easement to get to that other top left square piece, I guess?
It's just an easement that goes across to get to the back side of this one, which would be the other.
But yeah, there's a residential home right there where that easement is exactly.
Is that the driveway? That's where the people at that resident right. go into their home?
Yes, ma'am.
So is your request still has the request been amended to go to R2 instead of R3 after their recommendation?
That's what the order reads.
That's what the order reads. Is that your intention?
We're okay with that. That'd be great.
And the difference, Scott, is R3 can be more than a duplex?
Correct. It could be triplex on up to full apartment type buildings.
Whereas R2 is
duplexes and single family only. PowerPoint, it won't even come.
And that's all one parcel, right? It's not two separate parcels?
No, it's just one parcel.
The part of the parcel that goes between the residential home and the other building.
There you go.
If the duplexes are on this front part. The jag there, right?
Are you talking about here? That's where we were going to do the triplexes, but we'll redirect and go probably, that'll give us even some more density, so we'll probably just go duplexes in there. We're not doing anything with this piece yet.
Yes, but that's part of this parcel.
Yes, okay. This whole right here.
What would the intent by that residential home and the other area?
The one that's here?
Yes, what would be in the intent of that part of that parcel? Because if it's zoned, it's all together, right?
Yes, ma'am. This whole piece, right?
What would be the intent of that parcel next to the resident and behind its residential area also?
We don't have any plans for it as of yet. Just the section that's on that preliminary plat that I submitted just shows on that, like that right there.
But the zoning is asked for the entire parcel.
Yes, ma'am.
It would still limit it to single-family homes or duplex if it mm-hmm. were two.
Correct.
So you wouldn't. They would,
the whole thing would be R2.
The whole thing would be yeah. So it would have to be the same. It's not like you can, if we were to do it, it's not like you can put an apartment complex or a commercial.
No.
And I'm assuming right now as an office. What's the limitations on?
Well, it's way up on the hierarchy than residential. There's lots of uses
so he can do
that
a lot
could
more.
In. Yeah, a lot more.
So it actually limit him for what he can do with that parcel.
But what?
Well, I think the size of that area was going to limit that.
Yeah, to answer your question, probably for any future, we'll probably our thought process is to go ahead and divide that up and do some single families in there also. On that section behind. It's just, as of right now, we don't have any plans for it as far as what we're going to do. But like they're saying, it'll have to be single family or duplex at the most.
But how would you get to that?
That easement.
So it'd be
that 40
foot residential home, then it would be widened. Would it be a roadway then?
To be able to access that, mm-hmm. That would be our access to it, yes.
I'm assuming the easement is for the individual that lives right there to the north of the property. Why would you have an easement on your own property to get to your own property? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
so I see what you're saying.
So easement's for the purpose of, is it freezing up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, keep it on that screen.
Oh, there we go.
Excuse me, could you mind speaking up a little bit? I can't hear you back there.
Okay.
If you pull the mic closer, it might help.
Are those on? What I was saying is, it appears that the easement, I'm assuming, is that your house, sir?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh,
the gentleman.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I'm assuming the easement is for him to be able to get to his house.
Yes. So, but it's also that you can see it's on our property.
It go.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's on your property.
Right.
You don't need an easement for your own property.
Right.
The easement's for them.
Exactly.
Or in the future, if it's developed out into other lots.
Exactly. That pretty much answers that question, yes.
Right. I'm trying to help clear things up. Or does that make sense now? Or?
Yeah, to me, the purpose of the easement is to get to that backside of the lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you developed it, then that would be the entryway for that development back there.
Yes, ma'am.
The easement is already existing, correct?
Yes, sir.
So the easement was not put in place in order to get to the back of your own property?
No.
The easement is currently there specifically for the purpose of them being able to access their house?
Yes.
You would turn to use that same easement and give the people, if you were to develop that, ability to use that easement to get to their property?
Exactly. Now I understand where you're getting at. Gotcha.
So you would just continue it as an easement, not try to make it a roadway?
It could be a roadway. It depends on what they wanted to develop or do in the future. And right now what he's saying is he doesn't have any plans for that, so he probably wouldn't develop that as a road.
Mm-hmm.
But to do the roadway, you would need 10 more feet. Is that correct?
Would we put in there? I don't think.
Yeah, this is going to turn into a major subdivision plat that would be reviewed by the Planning Commission. And it would require a 50-foot-wide road right-of-way. Now, they could dedicate that to the public or not, keep it private and own that right-of-way, but it would have to be a 50-foot right-of-way.
That's right. Yep.
When the Planning Commission reviewed that plat.
Your letter, Mr. Richards, says that lots 2 and 3 will have a driveway to Bee Creek Road?
Yes.
Do you have any driveway right now going to Bee Creek Road off of that land, off of that lot?
No, we do not.
You have no driveway going to Bee Creek?
No. Just our access into that right now is that easement for anything that we've been doing. But there's going to, if you bring the other one back up, yeah, there'll be two coming right to Bee Creek. And then two down, and then the other is on Church. And then we'll have access into those center. Now is probably obviously going to be duplexes and on that plat. It shows that on the plat.
So the driveway of entry that you have right now, just right below that where that easement is at, where you've got that, what you're using as a driveway right now, you're not calling that a driveway?
No, ma'am. No, we'll have separate driveways actually coming off of the structures straight into Bee Creek. Just on two houses. If you bring up the other plat, it would clarify. Yeah.
Right. So I believe so we'll have, yeah, that's right. Actually, we'll have these driveways here, and then we will have a side load here. That's right. This access will be right here in this one.
Can you show access right here where I'm?